I will remind folks that who are members of the public, as was pointed out to me, you may attend, but you may not be heard. I, as chair, move that in order to select the KPFT LSB's 2024 representative to the PNB, the Pacific National Board, the LSB shall complete nominations and hear candidate statements at 2 minutes each. As I indicated before, if you can't say something important about anything in 2 minutes, you may not have that much to say. I'm sorry, that may have come out wrong.
Mr. Chair,
yes. Mr.
Chair, floor yes, or whatever. Complete motion was sent out a couple of days ago. We got it from Terry Goodman.
Yeah.
And that's the motion that we need to approve.
Would you do me the very great favor, because it is not in front of me.
I don't have it in front of me either.
Well,
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
We need to officially start the delegate assembly.
And I thought we had done that.
We need to go to the whole process, taking obviously, again, we need to take roll, okay? And start with the delegate assembly. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought we had done that. Sorry if I was moving too fast. In any event, I'll hear, I think we should hear nominations for PNB representatives.
So, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Ms. Young.
I believe that what Adriana brought up is that she thinks it is accurate and appropriate to call roll for the delegates. And I think that Rob's list may not be as accurate as my current one. So why don't I go ahead and do that?
Yeah. And thank you, because no, I did not understand that from Ms. Kosnave's comment. And but if that was her comment, then yes, she's right. And I apologize.
Adriana will correct me if I misunderstood.
No, you're right. It's exactly what I said. You need to start taking roll and officially start the delegate assembly. Thank you.
In that event, shall we take the roll?
Sure. Teresa Allen.
Present.
David Britton.
Present.
Lillian Kerr.
Present.
Adriana Kosnave.
Present.
Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis is present.
Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Okay. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Henry Faust.
Here.
Robert Gartner. He was here before. Rob Lee.
Rob.
Present.
Great. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Cheryl Lynn.
Here.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
McPherson.
Present, with apologies for moving too fast.
No, you're doing great. Sorry for the comment. Tori Mercer.
Here.
Stuart Nance.
Present.
Rick Norris.
Here.
Frank Pratka.
Present.
Jane Seidler.
Present and a candidate for four.
Debbie Smith.
Here.
Jill Stone. Bill. We see his tile. We'll come back to him. Richard Uzzell.
Here.
Egberto Willis. Don't see him. Susan Young. Here. Maybe I'll text Bill and say, can he come on and recognize that he's here? We have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Susan, and Adriana. So if it is now appropriate, then I would call for nominations nominations for the LSB's 2024 representatives to the Pacifica National Board.
Mr. Chair, apologies. Yes, I'm sorry. Can we make a motion to authorize Terry Goodman to handle the ballots?
Do I understand that you are making a motion that Terry Goodman conduct the ballot?
Second yes. The motion.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, I continue to extend my thanks to those people who are trying to keep me on track.
point of information, please.
Yes.
Does accepting Terry Goodman, do we need to make any decisions tonight about when the ballot will go out and when the ballots need to be received?
Yes, I think that's right.
Is that the next order of business? In the delegates meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. In that event, do we have any motions or suggestions?
So, Mr. Chair, I move that we request Terry Goodman to issue the ballots immediately after our meeting. And I'm not sure how much time he typically requires, but maybe be able to the deadline for people returning their ballots is Friday, and he conducts the election with results provided by Monday, assuming he is able to allocate that time.
Second.
Not Friday, the day after tomorrow.
No, that's too fast.
Friday, so the ballots will be sent out as soon as he gets the document or the email from the secretary on the 10th. Ballots will be due back by January 19th at like midnight central or what?
Let me suggest January 19th is too late because the PNB is going to be meeting and there's going to need to be a,
when do they meet?
It's been moving around.
No,
I'm not sure.
No, the PMB is meeting the 18th, but it's the old PMB. The new members will be meeting the 25th. January 25th will be the new delegates.
Okay.
So then the 19th would be adequate time. I know we're muddling around in what this motion is, but the motion I think is that we ask Terry to issue tonight that the deadline, can the chair ask whoever is Theron's iPhone to mute? Okay, so that, then the deadline would be the 19th, which is the Friday after this. And Terry would be requested to calculate the results as soon as possible, but no later than the 21st. How does that sound?
Is 2 days enough? Historically,
usually for him, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that we specify when they get counted. I think we just specify when it ends, which would be the 19th.
Yeah. I don't know that we can mandate that, Terry Goodman do anything, but we can ask him nicely to act as expeditiously as possible.
Mr. Chair, Adriana?
Before Adriana, Lyndon, you've had your hand up.
I was just going to nominate somebody.
Oh. I'm trying to get there, but I seem to keep missing steps on the way there. Adriana?
Yes. I mean, one of the problems that I see with this is we need for whatever reason, and you see the motion that Richard Yussel put there, Jaguar LSB, the delegate assembly need to accept the results. Is in the motion that Richard just put there. That is worrying me because if we have the 19th and we have the 23rd result and the 25th is the PMB meeting, when this delegate assembly will accept the results. Is in the motion that Richard just present there.
I got that motion from Terry Goodman.
Okay.
Yes, because he said that because our bylaws doesn't allow for voting online, the only option will be voting the way that we vote to be secret, but the bodies need to accept the results. That's why it's there. And this is the first time that we are doing it like this, and that worries me because if we have the result the 25th, we need to have the new PMB members being there. But then we need to have maybe a fast delegate assembly the 24th to accept the results of whatever the election is. We need to think about that because we don't want to be out of compliance on that, right?
Okay. Sure. Cheryl, you have, I'm sorry, Susan, go ahead and respond to that and then Cheryl.
Okay, yeah, Adriana, I'll tell you that this isn't the way it's been done in the past, and I know that others have conducted these director meetings more promptly and have not had, have either conducted them the same day as the delegates meeting or have announced the results without reconvening. The year I ran, I don't think we reconvened to accept the results. And Adriana, last year, did we reconvene to accept the results?
No, that's what I'm saying. This is the first time. But I read the motion from Richard, and you can read there that he said exactly that. That's why I'm talking about this issue. We never did it like that. But now, Rigondant is saying that, Rich, and the PMB is doing the same.
So Adriana, understood. So my motion, I would suggest that my motion is essentially supersedes what Richard sent from Terry. And that there will not, we do not require a reconvening of the assembly of delegates in order to accept the results. That, we delete that part of Terry's motion.
Well,
Richard to the stack.
Okay, Cheryl, then, Teresa, then Joseph, then Richard, if I can keep that straight. Cheryl, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, Mr. Chair, if you could please mute everyone and then we can start anew with them unmuting themselves when they talk, because we're getting a lot of echo and conversations.
I will do what I can.
No pressure.
Yeah, no. Teresa.
I would like to hear what Richard has to say, because I'm thinking that he has some answers.
Okay. Richard?
Seems to me like we have a motion there, and I can't find my copy of it, but seemed like we have that motion. It's almost a page long or something. What if we amend the motion, and if there's something in there that says we have to come back and meet again, which we've never done, then we could pass an amendment to that clause. And then see if that's good with Terry.
Well, if I can offer this, I know that Terry, that I received in my email a message about a motion, but the motion on the floor made at this delegates meeting is that of Susan Young, that we submit ballots by or before Friday the 19th, and we ask Terry Goodman to move expeditiously in the hope that he can turn those results around by the 21st or at least before the PNB meeting. Have I accurately restated your motion, Susan?
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. And you'll notice that my motion does not include a requirement for a reconvening.
I did note that. Joseph, you have your hand up.
Well, since compliance with the bylaws is important, and as Terry put in there, with the board needs to ratify it, I think it would be reasonable in these circumstances to, as part of our motion to Terry, to pre-ratify that. We're saying up front, we're ratifying and accepting his results. That's my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll second that.
Well, Susan's motion has been there's a motion to amend the motion on the floor, and if you would restate that, Joseph, so I don't get it wrong.
I'll let any Richard or whoever wants to write it in there do it. All it is what we're saying is, as part of the motion, part of it should simply say we're once the ballots are in, we're pre-ratifying the result. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Let me ask this and then I'll call, I guess I need to call Adriana first, but then I'll ask if there are any objections to the amendment to the motion on the floor. And then I'll ask it about if there are any objections to the motion on the floor. Adriana?
I personally think that it's a good idea to put it there because we never did it before. But my only concern is that the PNB was doing the same because they said that was a problem that we didn't do it before. We can do that now and then we'll see what he answered. I don't want to be out of compliance, that's it, but it's a good idea to put it right now, just in case. Yes.
Okay. So, is there any objection to Joseph's amendment to the motion on the floor? The amendment being that we signify to, Terry Goodman that we have ratified whatever result, he returns. Are there any objections? Then, hearing none, then the motion on the floor with that amendment that we submit all our ballots by or before Friday the 19th of February and ask and ask that he return those results as quickly as possible with an eye towards getting them done, reported out by or before the February 25th meeting of the PNB.
January 25th. Age is a terrible thing.
As corrected. Are there any objections? Do I hear any objections?
No objections, but Richard to the stack.
Right. Well, let's get the vote done first. Hearing no objection.
Well, it's about your motion.
Okay.
I found my copy of that motion. May I speak? May I speak?
I hear I see all the heads nodding. So yes, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I found my copy of that motion and it, Those dates that it asked for on there that we needed to fill into that tonight. It says, and that I'll read that, just one sentence, I think, says further resolved that all currently serving PNB delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before. And there's a date there and the polls will close, and there's a date there. So those are the only two dates that he's asking to be filled in.
Well, I don't think that changes the substance of the motion on the floor.
May not. I'm just reading that.
Yeah. So I'll ask again so that there's no confusion. Are there any objections to the motion, to Susan Young's motion?
as amended.
I would like to say something. Well,
yeah, go ahead. There's only a few of us here. Go ahead.
I would say, why not put in tomorrow's date for the date that we ask him to get the ballots out, and put them and put the 19th in those two date slots.
I'm not sure I understand.
Let me just say, I think that that is consistent with the motion as I intended to make it.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're still singing Kumbaya.
Kumbaya enough.
All right. Well, going, gone, hearing no objection, the motion as parsed and clarified is passed. Man, this looks easier on TV. Yes.
What the nomination, we don't open for nominations. The nomination were done before, and it's the secretary that the one that need to say who were the nominee. It's not, we are not opening the floor for nomination. That was closed December 31st.
Right.
Thank you.
What?
No, I think I understood that. I may have put it poorly or earlier when we convened the delegates meeting. But again, it's my first rodeo. I understand that there have been nominations made to the PNB, and I think I understand Adriana is asking that the secretary read off those names so that we're all on the same page. Rob, do you have those? Or
I'm looking for the email, but if memory serves me correctly, making the assumption that I understand this, the nominations were, and I'll just use first names, Teresa, Susan, Marianne Martinez, and I believe Adriana, and then for staff, Egberto.
And Joseph Davis.
And Joseph.
And Joseph Davis, okay. So I believe that those are the nominees. So let's have those be the nominees. Do we need to second that?
No, I think they're just nominated.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
There's also the nomination for a staff member.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard Rob say that, and then he bounced back to Joseph Davis. So did I hear you correctly that Egberto Willis was the staff nominee?
Yes.
Sorry, we're all moving. We're all trying to move expeditiously, so sometimes we're stumbling. Teresa, you got your hand up?
Yes, thank you. Yes, can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
There was some confusion, and I brought something up at the national board. So I would like to know if our board can see if we can pass without objection that we have no problem with Adriana Casanave's name being put on the ballot rather than as a write-in, because we were aware that she was interested in the position. And there was just some confusion about the wording in the bylaws that wasn't clear.
Yeah.
I second that motion.
Yeah. I recall there was some discussion about that. Is there any objection to Adriana Casanave's name being placed in nomination for the PNB? 1, 2, 3. Hearing no objection. Adriana, welcome to the party.
Thank you.
Okay. I did earlier suggest that we hear from each of the nominees, call it 2 minutes, Tell us why you want to be involved and why, and then by way of derivation, why we should vote for you. I don't care what order unless we just go, let's go alphabetically. Teresa, you want to jump off?
Okay. All right. I'm assuming I'm still okay. I would like to participate and be your representative, one of your representatives on the national board. I have served on and off for a long time. My priorities include, fiscal responsibility and also I think that, and also just an elevation of all of our stations in respect in the industry. We have many affiliate stations. I have always encouraged the affiliates, and I think they are invaluable clients that give us money for the privilege of using some of our services, taking some of our programming and using services like Audioport. So those are two things that I have been involved in. I've also been involved in actually promoting and encouraging and establishing other community radio stations that could be affiliates in the future. I am concerned that we have hired a professional as our executive director and that we empower this person to conduct their job as a professional. So I've served on the personnel committee, and we did an evaluation of our executive director this past year. And I also feel it's very important that we assist in continuity in evaluation and working collaboratively with our general managers and our other units, such as the archives and affiliates. It's going to be a very tough year. We already have several stations that for long periods of time have not made their budgets. And this is an issue of some contention on the national board. But I do not take this as being a given.
Teresa, quite the opposite. I do. If the chair will allow 2 minutes.
Okay, well that's fine then. Thank you very much. I hope that you'll give me your number one vote.
Thank you. In alphabetical order, Adriana Casaneve, tell us what you're about.
Okay. Obviously my forte is not talking, but I was on and off on the PMB since I came to Pacifica. I believe in a strong Pacifica Foundation. I believe that when we are elected to the Pacifica National Board, we are representing our station. Doesn't mean that we are kings or queens. Means that we are representatives and we should come back to our LSPs and our membership that are the ones that we represent basically and bring to them what is really happening in the foundation. It's really sad during the entire last year, this past year, 2023, I, like a director, was denied a right that is in our bylaws and is in the California Corporation Code for Nonprofit. The directors have the right because the director, the PMB, is the decider. We hire people, executive directors, councils, who advise the board, but the decisions need to be made by the board of directors. What I experienced last year is that is not what happened. We just received half of the information, whatever they want to tell us in meetings, and it's impossible to receive the documents that we are supposed to decide. And I have, I'm very sorry to say it, but the
excuse me, Adriana, respectfully, you've had your 2 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you very much. If you want your faith vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Joseph Davis.
Thank you. As a nominee for the PNB, I have considered the realities of not just our bylaws, but the de facto nature of the political functions and, shall we say, dysfunctions of Pacifica. So what have I seen and where do I need to help to try to bring Pacifica better? What I've seen over the last year, ongoing bylaw violations have kept multiple seats on the KPFT LSD held by New Day operatives, legally termed out or holding on to seats that are not in legal conflict. I have raised multiple points of order, citing specific bylaws and parliamentary facts, the detailed illegality of these violations. The New Day operatives vote in unison to continue these violations. These violations have also violated the rights of the members that the bylaws entitled to ascend to correctly vacated seats. The PNV, frankly, is very much the same. I've served there before, which is why the foundation is failing. We don't follow our bylaws. We don't follow fiscal responsible patterns. We need sound business practices and Pacifica mission ideals, but they're ignored for the benefit of an old guard of egotistical programmers and exploitive employees that New Day represents. They're lobbying the listeners of the issues and the concerns. They're robbing the listeners of the issues and concerns for we need today's community, not yesterday's. This old guard instead clings to our microphones to perpetually relive their long gone glory days. Again, no organization will survive if we don't start acting responsibly and start meeting the law. Therefore, my primary mission on the PNB is fiscal responsibility and getting us in compliance with the bylaws, which we were required to follow by California law. And I must say, I will admit right now that Adriana Casanay is a much more qualified candidate than I. So I'm asking for your second vote. I would like to be your second vote. Adriana Casanay deserves your first vote. She is the most amazing and professional person to has served on the PNB.
Joseph, respectfully.
I'm done. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Joseph. Marianne Martinez, you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey.
Well, I would like to introduce myself to the new people on the board because many of you don't know me, but I'd like to start off by giving you a little bit of background on where I come from. I've been associated with KPFT for many years. I was at one time the interim vice chair of before it became the LSP. So I do have background and a lot of experience, having seen the station evolve as far as governance. And, I also understand, the operations. I've volunteered at the station, many years. I was the chair for a short time, with the, community advisory board. And, I hope that, you vote for me. I would like to tell you that, I feel that it's, well, also I've served on the PNB for, 2 rounds, which I think is like 2 years. So I'm relatively new on the PNB and I do proceed with caution because I don't want to do anything to, get us in trouble. Okay. One of the things is, what I believe is that I represent this board. So, I take that duty very seriously. And, I will take your, you know, feedback, your, opinions, very seriously. Okay. And, before I, you know, I'm just not, what I'm trying to explain is that I'm not, I don't feel like I'm, the person who is going to make all the decisions about everything. Whatever decisions are, or however I vote on things is based upon your feedback. And, not just my thoughts, you know, and, Also, I'd like you to know that
you've hit your 2 minutes.
Well, discussions on the PNB are confidential, so I do not speak outright, out loud all the time. So I want you to know that I do proceed cautiously.
Thank you, Mary Ann.
Thank you.
And last but not least, even though she's the shortest, Susan Young.
Unmute. Okay, I'm Susan Young. I served on the initial LSB many years ago. Last year, I served as board chair for the KPFT LSB and the year before on the PNB. I am retired, but have extensive experience as an employee of or board member for nonprofits. My platform has three major parts. First, save the foundation from collapse. And the actions I think we need to take to do that is first achieve civility and effectiveness for the board and its committees and focus the board away from micromanagement and onto policy. Second, more fully engage the skills of management. We have a great executive director and hold her and the management team to account for performance. That's the appropriate relationship between a board and management. Third, make best use of the very limited financial bridge afforded by the real estate transaction at KPFK. That will help us come current with a few things, not everything we need to. Sandy has already mentioned insurance. The second part of my platform is support efforts to move the entire system from the framework of the 1940s to the present for demographics, community served, critical issues to address, and technology. Finally, my platform is to protect KPFT in the midst of all of this uncertainty and turbulence, keep the building, keep the resources we generate, keep our independence. So I'm asking for your number one vote, and I hope that we will send forward a team of people who can work collaboratively. That way we can make the biggest difference for KPFT and for the foundation as a whole.
Perfect. Two minutes.
You landed that. Great. All right. I believe, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, I believe that that concludes the business of the
Egberto.
I'm down here.
Oh, thank you. I don't see you. Where are you at?
I'm not sure where I'm at, but I am here and I'm listening.
Our mystery guest.
not too mystery, but anyhow, first of all, thank you. Secondly, I believe in consensus building and continuing on the PNB. That is exactly what I'll do. I also believe in maximizing the use of people's own ability. I mean, we have a great executive director, in my opinion. I think one of the things that I would hope to bring to the PNB in the next session is for us to work in a manner that best saves the institution in a manner that reduces fighting among members, but instead work for a common goal, which is something I think has been lacking for a while. And I think we can get there. I think I'm new to the PNB, and the issues that I've seen before, I've seen it gotten a lot better before people learning how to work with each other. And I'm hoping that that is where we go. I'm a person of I speak a lot on the radio, but when I'm in the PNB, et cetera, I'm a person of very, very few words because I believe in more listening than talking. I think you get a lot more done that way. And I intend to keep that same parlance and doing a hell of a lot of listening and voting where I believe it's in the best interest of the organization and of KPFT. Muchísimas gracias.
And he has 20 more seconds.
Wow.
Dead air. So
you have little words?
Yeah, what do we do with all that dead air, Egberto?
get Stuart to play some jazz.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Egberto. Am I wrong? Does that conclude the business of the delegates committee? And if so, do I hear a motion to adjourn the delegates committee?
So moved.
You're not really adjourning. You're just going back to the other.
I'm going to adjourn the delegates committee. I sure am.
What about questions of the delegates?
Well, we didn't ask, we didn't set out any time for that, but I think that's perfectly appropriate. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I'd like to ask Joseph Davis. I think he mentioned, when he was talking about the evil people or the people who were not, really looking to the best interest of Pacifica. I think he mentioned New Day twice. And I'm just wondering what he's talking about. That group brought a referendum of trying to change the bylaws, but it was defeated. And so in fact, I got sued over this situation, and it was to keep, to keep other people in power is why I was sued. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You want me to respond, Mac?
I guess we're taking questions. We may as well take answers.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I've been watching the voting patterns and everything on the LSB, and what we're seeing is that people who are coming from New Day are all voting in lockstep. There's almost no commentary. So clearly they're functioning as a group under, what control, I don't know. What matters for the foundation is that we get away from, it's sort of like, I don't want the United States government being run by Republicans or Democrats. I don't want any external force having any influence over the PNB, the LSB, or anyone else. It's very important that we recognize if there is an inappropriate force being used against either the LSB or the PNB, and try to do what we can to stop it. And it's, that's just normal politics, and we do have to be aware of it and keep our guard up. So that's my answer. Thank you.
The deep PNB. Okay. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, I suggest if y'all don't want to adjourn the delegates,
Mr. Chair,
committee, then I suggest we merely return to our
Mr. Chair.
LSB meeting. Yes.
Ms. Cassini was correct. This is a separate meeting and has different legal structures to it, the rights and privileges of the front has to be adjourned, and we re-adjourn in the,
Are there any objections to adjourning the delegates meeting and returning to the LSB meeting?
No.
Hearing none, that's what we're going to do.